Spiritual heir. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, but we can resist him. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, but we can grieve him. The Holy Spirit achieves his purpose through us, but we can quench him. The Holy Spirit feeds us with his healing words of life, but we can neglect it. But in all our life and in all our pain, he is never far from us. The work of salvation is his unique work, but the sinner must believe. The work of sanctification in us is his divine work too, but we must submit. The work of service through us is his working, both to will and to do. I in him and he in me. For without me you can do nothing. And yet I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Throughout the Christian journey, from start to finish, he is to be our entire life. From beginning to end, our Christian walk is to build a love relationship with him. But cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches often divert our attention. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life often shape our focus. And the enemy, as a roaring lion, also prowls around the Christian, seeking to devour. And we leave our first love, and faith grows dim, and love for the Lord grows cold. But this was not how it was meant to be from the start. For once he had breathed into man that breath of life, he gave them all manner of food and all the requirements of life to the full, walking in the garden in the cool of the day and communing with our first parents. Our Christian walk is similarly not meant to be a life of defeat, but spiritual growth, though oft-times painful and fraught with difficulty. And he gives us spiritual food through the Word of God, and he provides spiritual air as we commune with him in the dew of the morning, and as we take spiritual exercise by obediently submitting to his leading. Oh, he walks with us and communes with us in the cool of the evening. Oh, yes, pray without ceasing, we are instructed. Continuously commune with him. This blessed communication through prayer is the vital breath of life. Just as the body must breathe in and out, so the soul of the Christian must pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint, is a key to spiritual well-being, for he is our source and our sustainer, our wellspring and bountiful supplier. Ah, but remember that breathing is a two-way process, in and out. In and out. Sometimes we are so intent on breathing out that we neglect to in-breathe him. Or we pour out our requests and demands and questions and pain and supplications. And we think our communication is all one-sided, for he seems to keep silent. And we rise again from our prayer closet disillusioned, for heaven seems shut. Oh, and sometimes life's pain is so immense that we fail to see his gracious provision, and disillusionment grows, and love wanes, and hope dies. But above the cloud of unknowing, the sun continues to shine on you. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, but we can resist him. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, but we can grieve him. The Holy Spirit achieves his purpose through us, but we can quench him. The Holy Spirit feeds us with his healing words of life, but we can neglect him. The Holy Spirit communes with us because he loves us, but we can miss it. And sometimes the Holy Spirit just remains silent because he trusts us. The lives of the Old Testament saints exemplify many reactions to his guidance. Some resisted, some grieved. Some quenched, some neglected, some missed him, and some just simply trusted. But each came through by believing his word and by communing with him, even when the heavens seemed shut and his voice seemed silent, sometimes even for decades. Oh, God knows who we are. God knows those who will remain faithful to the end. And do you remember Jacob, that scheming, self-sufficient supplanter Jacob? He became Prince of God. Why? Because Jacob have I loved with an everlasting love. Jacob, the deceiver, he loved. Samson, the womanizer, he loved. David, the adulterous murderer, he loved. Daniel, the faithful servant, he loved. Job, the prideful questioner, he loved. God loved each of these men with an everlasting love. Oh yes, Jacob I have loved with an everlasting love. And God loves me with an everlasting love, chosen before the world was founded. And God loves you with an everlasting love, chosen before the world was founded. But as air is vital for the body, so the Holy Spirit is vital for the maturing soul. If God remains silent, oh, don't imagine that it's because he doesn't love you. He knows those that are his, and he is using every occasion to make you into the image and likeness of Christ. And if you continue to resist, grieve, or quench him, he will still wait until you're ready. Ready to trust his love. Ready to believe his word, and ready to spend time communing without ceasing.